This is Illuminated Soul with Craig Westhoff. Becoming aware, becoming whole.
Hey, happy new year. We're back, baby. I'm Craig. This is Illuminated Soul. We're back, baby. I missed you. It was good to take a little break, allow some space for you to catch up on some past episodes, but here we are, the first one of 2023. Is there any kind of cool catchphrases for 2023? You know how we do that with the year. You know, it's going to be great in 2008. Be nice to your feline in 2009. Do you remember that one? Are there any that you've heard of for 2023? I haven't heard of any. So we're going to make one right now, just off the top of our head. Being creative. Here we go. 2023, it's going to be awesomely neat. Good grief. That sounded weird, even the way I said it. Let's try it one more time. 2023, you'll see. That sounded more like a threat. Forget it. I just hope you have a wonderful 2023. And I want to give you four words that, oh my goodness, these have benefited my soul so much. Because what if this new year, and really for the rest of our lives, we choose to see each moment as an in the beginning moment? What if we choose to do what God did? In the beginning, God created. Genesis 1:1. Yeah, what if you and I choose to see each moment as a co-creative moment with the Spirit of life, a moment to begin again? And here come those four words from Benedict. Always we begin again. Say it out loud. How's it feel? Always we begin again. I don't know about you, but that just feels right to me. In Christ, that's like, oh, of course, yeah, that resonates. I like that. Always we begin again. Always we come into existence. Always we arise. Always we originate. We are always becoming. We are always being renewed, as Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 4:16. Though our outer bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. As author Dave Weinbaum says, the secret to a rich life is to have more beginnings than endings. Always we begin again. And so in this really short episode, what if when you and I find ourselves emotionally overwhelmed, assaulted with fear, dread, anxiety, when you and I just flat mess up big and shame demands perpetual attention, or our inner critic pulls out old news clippings from our past reminding us of our perceived inadequacies, you know, blah, blah, blah. What if we, in those moments, introduce these four simple words? Always we begin again. We being you and the Spirit of life. Always we begin again. And you can trade out that word begin with something even more specific and fitting for the moment at hand. Always we create again. Always we believe the best again. Always we get up again. Always we forgive again. Always we love again. You see? When we say always we begin again, whatever mess or challenge we might be facing in the moment, emotional overwhelm, whatever it is, these four words can direct our focus to a conscious creative response rather than an unconscious destructive reaction. Always we begin again is a statement of hope that grounds us in the present moment. As Thomas Keating said, to hope for something better in the future is not the theological virtue of hope. Theological hope is based on God alone, who is both infinitely merciful and infinitely powerful right now. He goes on to state, here is a formula to deepen and further the theological virtue of hope with its unbounded confidence in God. Let whatever is happening happen and go on happening. Welcome whatever it is. Let go into the present moment by surrendering to its content. What does that mean? This is how I put it. When we surrender to the content of the present moment, we are welcoming the current materials given to us to always begin again. always create again. Whatever shows up in the moment, those are the base metals, so to speak, for God's divine alchemy. Always we begin again. And usually what I want to do is get out of the moment as fast as possible. But with God, He climbs into every moment you find yourself in. And it's kind of like He whispers, so what do you want to make? What do you want to create? How about we say the first four words I said over the chaos and darkness and void at the very beginning? Let there be light. Let's create something. Always, we begin again. Have fun with that. Quick reminder, Illuminated Soul Weekend in Wichita, Kansas, January 27th and 28th at 316 Church. I'd love to see you there if you're in the neighborhood. You can visit the316church.com or illuminatedsoul.org for more information. Let's say it all together. Always we begin again. Right on.